Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, in this episode, we're going to discuss the correlation between your posture, stress, and habits. Now, very recently, I've just been holding the 5-day Total Somatic Live Experience, and it was wonderful to welcome all these different people into the event from all around the world. And what was great was it was a very immersive live experience. And with this came about some really big eureka moments where people started to understand why they've had pain, why their posture started to deteriorate, and why they've started getting limited mobility. So through the entire immersive experience, we started to delve into different areas. And there are a few things I'd like to just mention in today's episode that were real takeaway points. Now, one of the things that we looked at was the fact that we all exhibit these stress reflexes, which again, within the live experience, we know that these stress reflexes are really important. They're there for our survival. But what we don't want these stress reflexes to do is continually hold us in this stressful posture to the point that we basically then become trapped in time and our nervous system continues to relay information to our entire body to say that we're in a stress response, which, as you can imagine, is not great because it's going to deplete our energy. It's going to divert our attention to basically survival and in service of survival, going into default patterns and mindsets and behaviors, and in turn it actually affects our internal world, such as leading to chronic illness. So this is why we broke down this concept, and there were some amazing results within those 5 days, to such an extent that people had said that they'd made bigger shifts in those 5 days than they had done in the last 5 years, for instance. So as we mentioned, we exhibit stress reflexes, and we can see this if it stays in our posture, if we don't know how to actually recalibrate, reset, and find where our healthy neutral is. And so that's why Total Somatics incorporates mindfulness techniques into movement sequences, because again, in the live experience, I mentioned that you can know these things academically. You could do the choreography of movement, but unless you develop those mindfulness skills and also tie in the Total Somatics mindset principles, it just becomes a movement practice, which again doesn't have real depth of insight and meaning. So if we consider for the moment the expression soma, soma is something that I discussed again a lot within the workshop. And the name soma, it actually comes from the Greek word meaning the body, which is basically inclusive of the soul, the mind, and the psyche. And so Total Somatics deals with the soma, or our entire being. And really, the nature of our soma is to move from the center to our extremities or the periphery. And again, when we think of the stress response, it does start from the center. It begins all around the tailbone. And so either the tailbone will tuck up and under, or it's going to stick out according to the default behavior and patterns that we exhibit. So really, the nature of our soma is to move back and forth, to be able to have this resilience and this flexibility within our nervous system to go into a stressful or a stress reflex posture, but then to be able to come out of it. So we do have that flexibility. We need those reflexes to look after us, but they don't need to control us. And so this is where I encouraged everybody that was involved with the experience, and I'm going to ask you the same thing as the listener here, to take a look in your mirror and have a look at the muscles that you have and see how you're holding yourself. And if you could consider looking at the sides of your body, so look at both sides. Also have a look at the front. And maybe you could get somebody to take a photograph of the back of you. And just start to consider how you stand. Because again, something that's really did show up during the experience is that people were very surprised at what their posture looked like at the start of the event. They felt normal, as it were, within. They thought that they had quite a straight posture. But when they started to actually look at the way that their brain is holding them, they were quite surprised and even more inspired and excited at the end of the experience to see the shifts and changes in those few days of how their brain and their body has started to reshape and create a new, healthier normal than they had before within their posture. Because, for example, if we think about this, excessive tension in any one of these muscle groups, you know, say through the front of your body or through the sides of your body, what it's going to start to do is create an imbalance within your muscles that are actually going to be stabilizing you, helping you to move your head, assisting with neck and shoulder actions. And you know, your brain is absolutely amazing and it will detect these changes in your biomechanics. And I don't know if you know this, but we've actually got something called teleceptors in our brain, and they deal with hearing and vision. So if we have tightness or we have imbalance in the center of our body, this feedback will affect the smooth, upright movement and balance also. And so this imbalance starts to alter our posture. And as a result, the brain, which controls all muscle movement and coordination, informs our musculature that this is the new normal. So this is when these habitual actions and postures, such as sitting at a computer incorrectly, or maybe loading weight onto one side of somebody's body to, you know, maybe to nurse a child or to look after an injury. This is what starts to happen. There's this adaptation. There's this shift in how people move, how they sit. And so these daily movement habits, they may be teaching your neck and shoulders how to actually stay tight. So all your brain knows to do is to make muscles tighter. Your brain has actually forgotten what it's like to soften, release, and let go of those muscles. And so over time, your muscles become involuntarily contracted. And in somatics, and we discussed this in great detail during the live experience, when muscles are staying constantly contracted, and they don't have any muscle memory, they don't know when to contract and when to relax, they're kind of frozen in time, the part of the brain that's coordinating this movement develops a form of amnesia, really. And in somatics, we refer to that as sensory motor amnesia. So this is where the sensory motor portions of your brain, which are involved with muscle coordination and movement, have simply forgotten how to switch on and off muscles at the appropriate time. So the negative habitual patterns of your daily actions basically have changed the plasticity or the wiring of your brain to unhealthy habits. But that's where things can change, because with the total somatics approach to your overall health and well-being, developing total somatic movement, total somatic mindset principles, and total somatic mindfulness, we're able to create and generate new wiring and new connections in your brain. And when we do this, we change the plasticity, we make it healthier. And when we do this, we know that you're able to move and work in a more efficient manner. You bring back that muscle memory, the ability for your muscles to know when to contract and relax at the appropriate time. So if you'd like to know more, go to totalsomatics.com. And when you go into totalsomatics.com, what you'll notice is there's a shop. And if you look at the shop, there's an array of different movement classes. There are also workshops that you can purchase to start to deepen your understanding of what total somatic movement, mindset, and mindfulness can do for you. And if the membership doors are closed at this point, please leave your details on the wait list. And the next time the membership doors are open, you're more than welcome to join. Until next time, take care. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.